there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
...work for the full season. Mm. The same has to be said in the NBA about the Dallas Mavericks. They're in action tonight against Golden State. It's a massive game for both teams.
Yep.
For example, Dallas on the season, year-to-date, has the 21st ranked defense in the NBA. However, if you go back, since the switch was flipped... On March 11th, they have the third best defense in the entire league, and they have the second best net rating in that frame. So how do you look at short? I mean, I know what you're doing here with Dallas. You bet them to win the Western Conference and the NBA title.
Yep.
Right? So
I've seen enough.
This is who they are now, and you wipe away the entire, what, other 4 months of the season? Is that what you're going to do? Do we do the same thing with NC State?
Yeah. You have to like the path as well. I'm surprised they're underdogs tonight. But what they did to Houston on Sunday, Rockets have won 11 in a row. They go over there, the game's over early, and Luka's playing at a whole another level. And I think there's a path here for postseason success. You know, what's going to happen with Towns? You can't trust OKC, I think. Well, the T-Wolves, what? The T-Wolves have made the playoffs 11 times. They've gone out in the first round, 10 of the 11.
Yeah.
OKC's still young, and you can push them around down low. Who's to say even LeBron's going to be there? And certainly it's going to be a tall task to beat Joker and the defending champs. But Clippers are reeling. Second worst defense in the league since they had that 26-5 run. And the Pelicans are battling through some injuries and got routed last night. So we know they own Phoenix. That's another thing if they have to match up against them. So I'm definitely buying here. And these numbers are real.
So you would like them in a first-round playoff matchup against the Clippers?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because then it would go... Yeah, the overall path, the way it would break, as you're saying, would be Clippers. It's shaping up to be Clippers in the first round. And then it depends on who's going to get, like if that's the 4-5, which we think it will be, then who's going to get the 1? It could be the Nuggets in the second round. If not, then you're looking at maybe OKC or Minnesota, and then probably Denver to go to the NBA Finals.
And the Clippers don't have a home court advantage.
No, none. I would like the Mavericks against the Clippers in the series. For sure. This is wild, though. I mean, who thought this? I mean, right? The whole talk about Luka, now the second on the board to win the MVP, draw a line through him, man. Doesn't play any defense. Well, now the team, you can't score on the team.
Now that's what, right? If they're able to figure this out defensively, and it looks they have, then that's scary. And they've won 7 in a row, and how well they're playing, and not forget about the division. You're looking at the 4 seeds in play here. So certainly, even if you get the 5, it's not a big deal if you have to go to Los Angeles and you open up against the Clippers. But number one, it's too much respect tonight for Golden State to be favored the way Dallas is playing. And number 2, I'm surprised that the Clippers are taking money up to 3.5 against Sacramento with Monk out for the year. We already knew Herter was out, and Ellis has been filling in. But with Monk out, I just don't think it's worth a 2.5-point move unless someone else sits.
Clippers remaining games tonight. They also have the Nuggets, the Suns twice, the Cavaliers, the Kings, and the Rockets. They have, what, a 4-game lead in that division?
Yeah, they have the tiebreaker, too.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That we're calling it. But, you won 3 in a row, but it's you didn't play well against the Sixers. You got the controversial call that went against Philadelphia, and Oubre and Nurse lost their minds. Orlando's reeling all of a sudden. We missed one last night. Portland off a 60-point loss. You know they would come hard, play hard. So Orlando's reeling, but you won that game by a great Paul George corner three and difficult shot. And then you beat Charlotte whoop-de-damn-do. So even though they've won a couple games here, I don't think they've figured it out. If they can win tonight and you know, you have Phoenix coming up with a home and home. That can change my mind. But I'm still looking for the team that was burying people for about a month and a half here. I don't know if it's a veteran club just taking their foot off the gas and relaxing. But when your coach calls you out publicly and you don't respond, that's troubling.
Yeah, there's a really big number in the NBA tonight, as there is every single night. And in fact, there's more than one. We have a couple here. But the or a handful. The game I'm looking at is Los Angeles, the Lakers, and the Raptors.
Oh, this is bad, Mitch.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
The Raptors are 1-8 ATS last 9. They're 3-10 their last 13. But some of their scores. Okay, now they were recently catching 9 against Philly.
Yeah.
What kind of shape are the Sixers in?
Yeah.
Right? They lost that game 135-120. They were catching 14 against the Knicks. On the air that day, I'm like, yeah, maybe the Knicks alternate point spread tonight. They only won 145-101. They were catching 16.5 against Oklahoma City. They lost by 20. Catching 11 against Sacramento. They lost 123-89. You get my point.
Yeah.
They've been catching a lot of points, and for the most part, they are getting absolutely destroyed in these games.
Yep. They are tanking. They've lost 13 in a row. It's always huge to have information like this, but they want to keep their pick. So that's why you're seeing the tank job and what's going on here. And they've only been competitive once, going back in the last 10 games, and loses a 13 in a row.
Yep.
Not even trying to hide it. Much like Utah, who's lost 9 in a row as well. So the Lakers should be able to body bag them tonight.
Another big point spread. Denver, I'm looking at the initial number was 16.5 against San Antonio. Denver has been favored by double digits twice against the Spurs this year. And they covered each time, but it wasn't 16.5, and they were lucky to cover both of them. Barely got there.
Yeah, too much here.
That's a big number.
Yeah, a couple guys are out for the Spurs, but still, they're playing hard. Wembanyama's been great down the stretch, and the Nuggets go through the motions a lot, especially when they're playing against a rollover here where they should blow them out. So I think this is too many points as well. But I'm intrigued by the TNT game. Always shenanigans with the Sixers and Embiid if he actually returns tonight. OKC laying 5.5, and you asked the question earlier. I don't know how this is going to play out with the 1-2-3 seed in the Western Conference. Huge edge to Denver with the schedule.
Yeah.
But then again, you lost at home to Minnesota and Phoenix. You lost back-to-back home games. And also, Phoenix beat you twice in a row while you were at home. So you got to get Murray healthy. But good response Sunday, beating Cleveland by 30. But I don't know how this is going to play out. And full marks to Minnesota for hanging in there and withstanding the Towns injury.
Yeah, Minnesota plays tonight again against Houston, by the way. Wolves
too
are
much,
only,
don't you think?
Well, hold on. They're lane 8.
Yeah.
Now, I'll go back. They played twice earlier this year. This was much earlier in the year. I think the last time they played was very early February. Wolves were lane 4 the first time they played. They won 122-95. They were lane 7.5 the next time. They won 111-90. So they have spanked them both times they played this year.
Yeah.
But again, this Houston team is different than when they played earlier in the year.
Right. And it's also hard to get a read on Minnesota. You get the huge win in Denver, you come home and lose to the Bulls. So they're up. They're inconsistent and up and down. And the Rockets know, hey, if we can get the mini upset here, We could get a Dallas win over Golden State, and we're right back in this thing, and we have a couple head-to-head still remaining against the Warriors if we can somehow finagle our way into the play-in.
Best bet today would be what?
I don't think the Clippers should be laying 3.5. I need to see more from the Clippers before I can. I mean, I still like to take Sacramento here because they need this. Maybe they're resigned to the fact that they know they're going to be in the play-in. But I think I would take 3.5 with Sacramento in the late game.
I like the Mavs minus or plus 1.
Yeah.
Plus 1. They're in great shape right now. Awesome form. However, I need to remind people that whenever I have faded Steph Curry, which has not been very often, whenever I do that, I pay the price.
Yeah. Okay.
Like when I've bet under on, you know, points prop at 36.5, he scorches me and goes, you know, for 40 plus. I recently bet the Rockets to make the play-in game. Partially because the Warriors' upcoming schedule, when I bet it was so difficult, they haven't lost since. Like when they need these games,
yes.
Right? They just, you know, here you go. It's huge where we have this, never underestimate the heart of a champion, which is what you said yesterday. And I don't know, strange man, but this number here, Dallas is better than Golden State. They're a better basketball team.
Yep.
And Golden State, by the way, they're better on the road than they are at home this year. And Kerr has talked about that recently. that kind of flipped. Remember that year that they were so bad on the road? Was it last year?
Yes,
there
right.
You go.
Yes.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.